Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Bloomberg reports that the European Central Bank is set to take the unprecedented step of imposing fines on several lenders for their protracted failure to address the impact of climate change. As many as four lenders face penalties after not meeting deadlines set by the ECB for assessing their exposure to climate risks, according to sources. The amounts aren't final yet and may be largely symbolic, the people said. The spokeswoman for the ECB, which directly oversees more than 100 banks, declined to comment. The imposition of fines still marks an unusually harsh step towards forcing banks to comply with the ECB's views on how they should manage climate risks. The move comes after years of pressure, with former banking supervision head Andrea Enria stating in September interview with Bloomberg that the ECB would resort to such sanctions as an alternative to higher capital requirements. Kathleen Gallagher in the Business Post reports that Ireland's financial services industry should focus its lobbying efforts on major EU policy changes, such as banking union, which will have a more broad impact on the Irish economy, a senior fund manager has warned. Furio Petrobassi, the chief executive of Mediolanum International Funds, a Dublin-based asset manager, said the Irish financial services industry was too focused on domestic policy changes and needed to place a greater emphasis on changes coming from Brussels. John Mulligan in the Irish Independent reports that some legal representatives involved in a landmark multi-billion euro insurance case related to aircraft seized by Russia after its invasion of Ukraine have continued to express concerns over the fitness of the trial venue. The proceedings are due to start in Dublin next Tuesday. About 13 legal teams, including more than 200 lawyers, are involved in the proceedings that are due to get underway in Smithfield. The cases are being taken by aircraft lessors, including SMBC, BOC, CDB Lease Finance and Wilmington Trust. The insurance companies allegedly declined to cover losses either under all risks or war risk policies. Most of the world's aircraft lessors are headquartered or have major offices here in Ireland, and they are suing a number of insurers, including Lloyds, AIG and Swiss Re.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.